kind enough to join me, and always look forward to our visits with Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, and of course, also with the Bliss Institute there of political education at the University of Akron. Dr. David Cohen with us this morning. And David, certainly a lot of things going on with President Trump. When you talk about international politics, you talk about the big, beautiful bill. And let's start right there. There's a lot of jockeying going on. Talk about what you've taken in and watching this posturing with this big, beautiful bill.
Oh, the big, beautiful bill. Well, you know, it's they've been negotiating this on the Senate floor for over, well, close to 24 hours now. And you know, we'll see what emerges. But this is a very controversial piece of legislation. It's going to, you know, it's going to have a hard time if it passes in the Senate, which it likely will. It has to go back in back to the House. And it's not a sure thing that it's going to pass the House in the version that it is. It's a bill that is going to increase the debt of the you know, U.S. government by $3 trillion. Now, this is an administration and a Republican Party said that they wanted to lower the debt. It's actually going to increase it by $3 trillion, which is, you know, which is a huge amount. You know, corporations and very wealthy people are going to really benefit from this, but it's going to cut $1 trillion out of Medicaid. And what that means is there are going to be millions of people that are going to lose their health insurance. I think a half a million people in Ohio alone are going to lose their health insurance. And, you know, it's going to mean rural hospitals all across the country are going to close, nursing homes are going to close. It's a very controversial bill, you know, there's probably going to be some political price that the Republican Party is going to pay in 2026 because of it. And you've already seen one U.S. senator from North Carolina, Tom Tillis, announce that he is retiring and he's voting against the bill. And the crazy part, Ray, is that Elon Musk, you know, who was a very, very close ally of Donald Trump's. He was working in the White House and in the administration, you know, and he was a head of DOGE, you know, trying to cut money out of the federal government. Elon Musk has come out publicly against this bill. He has promised that he would provide money to primary any Republican that supports the bill. And he and Donald Trump, like a few weeks ago, they are back at it again, ripping each other on social media. And, you know, Trump is threatening to remove all the government subsidies that his companies get from the federal government. So this is kind of crazy. This war has you know, reemerged after a few weeks.
Well, this is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, University of Akron. And David, you're starting to see some of the Republicans break rank as well, standing and saying this isn't good. And when you look at this going forward in Medicaid and you look at the older population, this could possibly really be a tipping point for the Republican Party come next election. This is really huge when you look at that arena.
Oh, without a doubt. It is wholly unpopular. It doesn't matter what survey you look at, what public opinion survey you look at, the American people are against this. Even many Republicans, even many Trump supporters are against this bill, because not only does it take on decimate Medicaid, but, you know, it also goes after Medicare as well. And, you know, other, you know, popular programs. It's a total giveaway to the oil companies, and it gets rid of all the incentives on clean energy that the federal government has in place right now, that's done such a great job in you know, helping the United States you know, ramp up its green energy industry. So, you know, 2026 was already going to be a tough year for the Republican Party, because, you know, anytime it's a midterm election year, the president's party usually doesn't do very well, especially if the president is unpopular. Well, this president is very unpopular at this point, and this signature piece of legislation is so controversial and so unpopular it's going to make 2026 a pretty darn good year for Democrats. And now the North Carolina Senate seat is in play because you have the retirement of Tom Tillis in that state, and Democrats are absolutely going to target that state.
With us, Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science at the University of Akron. Let's go to President Trump internationally. Certainly has had his fingers in regards to Iran with the missile strikes, in regards to going against their nuclear program. He's had talks, of course, with Russia and the Ukraine. He's been involved in the Gaza Strip. This is certainly, you go back 6-7 years ago, his international game was very weak. He has really jumped in with both feet internationally here, David.
Yeah, and, all those things that he promised, that he was going to end the war in Gaza, that he was going to end the war in Ukraine, and he was going to do that on day one. Well, I don't know what day we're in right now. We're certainly not in day one, and those conflicts have actually gotten worse. I mean, there were all just yesterday, I think there were 40-some people killed at a cafe in Gaza as a result of Israeli bombing. In Ukraine, the Russians unleashed a very, very brutal attack in the last couple of days against that country. Neither conflict is even close to being over. And then we have Iran. The United States literally bombed another sovereign country. And Trump bragged about, taking out their nuclear facilities and essentially wiping them out. Well, the international community, Iran, and the intelligence community is disputing that. And not only is Iran not years away from reconstituting their nuclear program, they think they maybe delayed them by a few months. I think internationally, this administration has just completely fumbled the ball.
Staying in that arena, a different road, though, David, we heard so much talk a couple of months ago about the tariffs. Then we heard pause, and then they were coming back. And then we hear pause again, and then we hear negotiations and deals. What are you hearing coming out of the nation's capital about tariffs? How close are they going back in? Are they going to slowly disappear? Talk about the tariff and the trade wars for us.
Nobody really knows. I mean, this is it's not even the administration. This is a president who changes his mind constantly on this topic. And he talks tough, but then he caves. He'll the next day turn around and talk tough again, and then he'll cave again. Nobody really knows what the situation is. What we do know is that there were negotiations that were happening with Canada, with India, and with Japan that the administration was saying, are going well, we're close. And, we know that they've broken off talks with Canada, our closest trading partner at this point. And also the talks with India and Japan are apparently not going very well. So who knows what's going to happen? Even people that work in this area, economists that study tariffs, they have no idea what's going on and what's going to happen in the future. But to me, the fact that this country right now has a hostile stance toward Canada, our closest trading partner, a country whose economy is intertwined with the United States, I think is just very, very bad business.
Dr. David Cohen is with us, professor of political science, University of Akron. So, David, to sum up everything, as we're at the halfway point of year number one for President Trump, polls, you're very much in the polls. What are they saying? Are the loyals to President Trump, still right there beside him? Are they starting to see some cracks? What are you hearing as far as the performance from President Trump across the country?
Yeah, I mean, the MAGA supporters are still with him. The MAGA supporters will, he said in 2016 he could go on to Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and his people would still be with him. He's right about that. The closest supporters of his in the MAGA movement are still with him. But the problem is, he is losing the people that held their nose and voted for him in 2024 because they didn't like Biden. or because they were a Republican, but they weren't, super comfortable voting for him, but they did it anyways. He's losing those people. He is losing independents in huge numbers. And he is very underwater, which means he's much more unpopular than he is popular. And his policies are also unpopular. Even his most popular policy area, immigration, he is underwater in that area. And that is across the board in every policy area. The economy, he is underwater. This is a really, really bad place to be for an incumbent president that's just, a half a year in to his term.
David, great information this morning. Thanks for accepting the invitation and coming on with us this morning. Always appreciate the time with you, my friend.
Same here. Take care, Ray.